السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم علماء کرام most respected brothers also sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers once again we have gathered for the majlis of zikr I've explained this many times but we have a new audience so it is necessary to repeat that every majlis has its own flavor. We have different kinds of flavors. We say raspberry flavor, orange flavor, this flavor, that flavor, so many different kinds of flavors. 1001 kind of flavors now they can make of milkshakes and other things. So just as we have different flavors for different things, in the same way when it comes to deen also, and the talks of deen, the majlises of deen or majalis of deen, the programs of deen, they also have a different flavor. Each one has its own flavor. This is where we make a mistake, where we sometimes believe that the one in which we are engaged is the only one that everyone throughout the world must occupy himself in. Whereas if we accept that there will be different majalis of deen, programs of deen, and each and every one of them serves a very useful purpose. Some increase the knowledge of the people that have gathered those talks. We have dars, we have tafsirs. Now the person who is conducting a tafsir program, now he will go into the details of those verses of the Quran Sharif, when they were revealed, what was the background to the revelation, and what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say with regard to that ayat, what did the Sahaba-i Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala wa ajma'in say, what do the Mufassirin say. So it has got a different flavor. So the Tafasir programs, commentary of the Quran Sharif will have its flavor. Ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they will have their own flavor. What is the sanad? Now the person who is teaching Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif is going to talk about the chain of narrators, and so many other discussions will take place around that hadith. So it has got its own flavor. Then there will be jamaat programs where the whole objective is to encourage the people to go out and learn about deen and propagate deen. It will have its own flavor. Then we have our zikr program, it will have its own flavor. So we must not claim that ours is the best. Don't talk about superiority, inferiority business. We must not suffer from any kind of complexes. We must consider all works of deen as being beneficial, as works which should be encouraged. We make dua for everyone. After that, people's mizaj, nature, temperament is something else. One person would like to go into a Darul Uloom and take a 7-year course and learn, have an in-depth knowledge of Islam, the Quran Sharif, the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Somebody will say, well, what little knowledge I have, and I want to go and pass it on to others, and he will go out and start propagating that little knowledge that he has. Somebody will say that I want to go into the field of welfare and social work and serve the ummat, serve the communities at large, serve Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation, but at the same time practicing on the Quran and the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So there will be different branches. People will go to the different branches. That is the beauty of the deen of Islam. We have made it very, very narrow and very, very tight. If I have to now announce that this zikr program is the only kind of program that we must have around the world, nothing else, then there will be stupidity, it will be foolishness, it will be madness. Again, the method of zikr is neither farz nor wajib nor sunnat the way that we are doing it. It is ilajan, that just as we take medication for our physical ailments and sicknesses and diseases, in the same way for our spiritual sicknesses, ailments and diseases also, the mashayikh have prescribed certain formulas and they have been found to be very beneficial. People who take that medication, then they start getting the interest at heart to practice upon the deen of Islam completely, to give up their sins, to turn towards Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So until we keep it balanced, that we don't increase it to the level of farz, wajib, sunnah, that this is the only method, there will be no problem, there will be harmony, there will be peace, and people will benefit also. And I have no hesitation in saying that, that this is not the only kind of majlis that we need throughout the world. All those who are doing works of deen in whichever field, as long as it's within the parameters of Sharia, then we consider all of them as beneficial. We must make dua for all of them. Then whosoever's heart, in whichever line it is inclined, then he must participate, but don't condemn and reject the others. So as far as this program is concerned, it's got its own flavor. I call it the Majlis of Tawbah. People can call it Majlis of Zikr, people can call it Majlis of Waaz, Nasihat, anything you can call it, but I call it the Majlis of Tawbah. Because I truly believe that those young friends of mine who come for this program, Alhamdulillah, the feedback that we get, that many, many of them, with the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they are able to get some kind of resistance power after this majlis, if they attend regularly. Resistance power from the temptations of nafs and shaitan. For temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. I mentioned this many times, that it was during our childhood days that some singer sang this song in which he said, temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. And many, many people are now crying. Temptation has led them into big, big problems. Big, big problems. Major problems. Problems if they are married, then with their wives, with their children, with their families. And if they are not married, then to major problems in their lives. If they have gone on to drugs and drinks and women and other vices, then it has brought tremendous amount of problems. So to give them that courage, to give them that strength, it is not something that we say that you must only sit here all your life. This is the place where you develop. It is the place for repairs of our engines which have gone faulty. The car engine, if it goes faulty, you take it to the garage for repair. But you don't drive the car in the garage. The test driving you don't do in the garage. Now if the mechanic has to tell the person, right, your car is repaired now, it's in first class condition, it can even do the racing on the circuit now. So this person says, well then wonderful, let me test drive it. And in his garage now he presses the accelerator down to test drive. What will happen? He will become another candidate for the Brook Street Cemetery. So the test driving will be done on the road, on the national highway, on the winds and bends. That's where the test driving will be done. So the masjid is a place for that preparation. One young friend of mine, just after Maghrib or Asr, I was talking to him, and he was saying that when he was in the Khanqah, it was easy to practice upon everything and stay away from everything. But when he came back to South Africa, it's very difficult. All around there's nothing but fitnas. So I explained to him that the ICU, why do you take a person to the ICU? Do you take him there so that he remains there lifelong? Does a person enter a person into the ICU? And why do they call it ICU? Because most of the times, the patient is unable to do anything except to see you. So he says ICU and you say ICU, that's all. That's why they call it ICU. Because they, unfortunately, when I too after the bypass, all those tubes and everything all over the body, you can't even speak. So when they come, then you tell them, I see you, you see me. That's all. So why do you enter the person in the ICU? They are given all the treatment there so that they may be able to once again perform the activities of life. go outside. They don't stay in the ICU all their lives. So whether it is the Khanqah, whether it is the Jamaat, whatever it is, or these type of programs, it is to develop that spirit in us. That steam we must develop. Burn those evil passions and desires, those evil thoughts which come. Burn them in the furnace of taqwa and light up the noor of taqwa. We need coal, we need wood. Those days was wood and coal. When they used to put the deegs, they used to put it on wood and they used to light the fire. Wood and coal was the fuel. And then they used to cook biryani, big deegs. Now they've got gas. But the thing is that it's required, that fuel is required. But nobody eats the coal and the wood. To cook the biryani, you need the wood, you need the coal. And you burn also that wood and coal. You burn it. And then you get very, very beautiful aroma coming out from that deeg. Everybody wants to eat fresh biryani. But if the person says that the real cause of the cooking of this biryani was that wood and coal, so therefore let me eat the wood and coal, then he'll die. So like that, these thoughts, they will come, we like it or not. But to light up the noor of taqwa, and to cook the biryani of taqwa, burn this. When it comes, then burn it in the furnace of the khawf of Allah Ta'ala. The khawf and the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's displeasure, Allah Ta'ala's azab in this world, in the akhirat. It must come so strongly in our heart that it burns that desire. Then it will cause no harm. In fact, the person's taqwa will light up. We hear of electricity, they say hydroelectric schemes. So what is hydroelectric? The more stronger the force of the water, the more electricity is generated. So the strong force of evil desires will come in the heart. But burn it in the furnace of the khawf of fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab. Think of azab of akhirat, azab of Allah Ta'ala. If he has to paralyze the same time, then what? So then it will light up that noor of taqwa in the heart. And then the beautiful feeling that the person will get, there will be no description to it. This I have repeated so many times that Shaykh Jalaluddin Rahmatullah Alayhi is saying, because he experienced it. He says, when the fragrance of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to describe that. It's got such fragrance, such sweetness. Wallah, we haven't tasted it, therefore we don't know what is that sweetness. We are always doubting that there is such a kind of thing as sweetness of Iman. We doubt it. We doubt it because we haven't tasted it. You can describe the sweetness of sugar, write a whole big volume on sugar, how it is obtained and what is the taste of sugar. Write a whole big volume, do PhD on sugar. But if they don't give that person to taste, or the person himself hasn't tasted, then he will not be able to understand what do we mean by sweetness. So it's just a few years of our life that we have to make a little bit of mujahada, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us that sweetness. In this world too, we will enjoy Allah Ta'ala's closeness, Allah Ta'ala's marifat, Allah Ta'ala's yaqeen. Such kind of sukoon and happiness Allah Ta'ala will give in the heart. That in spite of all kinds of problems and difficulties and worries and trials and tests, but the person will enjoy in his heart a kind of sukoon. As I mentioned in the Monday night majlis, that the word sukoon itself, and we conclude on that for tonight because the majlis of zikr and tawbah, that word sukoon itself, if you have to drag it and you say sukoon, you'll go off to sleep. The word sukoon itself, the word itself, will put you off to sleep. And the word Allah, the ah of the servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala kept in His Mubarak name. Look at His rahmat, look at His love for His creation. Allah, that ah which comes out when a person is in deep pain, sigh, is in taklif, musibat, pareshani as we say. And in that gham, in that grief, in that sorrow, the person is making deep hearted ah. And the longing of Allah is making ah. So Allah Ta'ala included the ah, the pain of His creation in His Mubarak name. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, my Shaykh said, look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ihsan and his love, that he included his, the ah of the servants in his Mubarak name. So what more do we want? So eat, drink, make use of the ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala provides, but don't forget the giver of those ni'mats. Whenever we are sinning, just think that what are we using to sin? What do we use? We use our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our heart, our mind. What are these? Did we purchase it? Did our parents give it to us? That Allah who gave it to us, we disobey Him with His very ni'mat. It's like booting that father who has been very, very kind and has given us so much of things, the car and cell phone, clothes and everything. And then we abuse. We say, no, we are not going to listen to you. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. May Allah ta'ala give us His muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alam. Where is it? Ya Rabbi.
Yaar rahe ya Rab, tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Yaar rahe ya Rab, tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu. Mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahu. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahu sarshar rahu. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahu sarshar rahu. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyar rahu. Ab to rahe bas taad-e-aakhir, wird-e-zubaan-e-mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 Tere siwa ma'bood haqeeqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa ma'bood haqeeqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsood haqeeqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maujood haqeeqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mashhood haqeeqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas taad-e-aakhir, wird-e-zubaan-e-mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی، دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی، جنوں انسوں حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین، کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ، یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے، یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے، تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے، سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے، سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے، اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نام سیا، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر، many times I've explained نفس and شیطان، they want to drag us down the gutters of shame, humiliation, disgrace, suffering. That's what they enjoy watching. And we are giving in, submitting ourselves, folding our hands before nafs and shaitan. Yet they are our declared enemies. Say, nafso shaitan, oh my beloved Allah, speak to Allah. He's prepared to listen. Allah Ta'ala is ever listening. He hasn't rejected us. We have forgotten Him. Allah Ta'ala hasn't forgotten us. All Allah Ta'ala wants is that we must just turn towards Him. Admit, acknowledge, confess, indeed my Allah, I am the most sinful one on the surface of this earth. I have disobeyed you day and night. I have violated your ahkam. I have used your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts for your disobedience. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against me, my beloved Allah. I find myself helpless, I find myself weak. But I turn towards you, you are all powerful, almighty, you are all forgiving. Ya Allah, even though my sins may have gone more than the waves of the ocean and the stars in the skies and the raindrops that fall from the heavens, but your forgiveness is much, much more true. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya Rab, baksh de mere sare guna. And then go in that direction. After you have asked for forgiveness, then go in that direction. Rights of people, fulfill it. Money is owing to people, pay it. Qazas of namaz, roza, zakat, fulfill it. Then that is sincere tawbah. Ab to rahe bas taada mein aakhir wirde zubaa mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. So it says, Mudsa khalqa mein koi nahi, gobad kirdaro namasiya. We must acknowledge, we must confess, we must not feel ashamed to confess before Allah that indeed we are the most sinful ones. Don't look at that little bit of namaz that we make, a little bit of tilawat that we make, sometimes a little bit of charities we give and make a little bit of zikr, and think that now we have reached the heavens. Look at all the other departments of our lives. How much of weakness there is. How much of disobedience to Allah Ta'ala. And once again I repeat that whose bounties do we use for the disobedience? What do we use for Allah Ta'ala's disobedience? Do we bring something from the outside world, or do we use the very bounties which Allah Ta'ala has given to us? Our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart and our mind. That great ni'mat of imagination. What do we fantasize about? So we acknowledge before Allah Ta'ala that we find ourselves helpless, weak. So give us your assistance. Help us. We are seeking from you. You are powerful. You are almighty. You can change the condition of a person. The Sahaba-i Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, when they came from backgrounds of kufr, shirk, nifaq, some from the Christians, some from the Jews, from what background they came. But look at the dramatic change. Look at the kind of change Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought into their lives. So has that Allah gone weak now that He can't bring change in our lives? But we must be desirous of that change. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala change our condition. May He forgive our sins. And as I said, this is a majlis of tawbah, so we make sincere tawbah. And sincere tawbah means that we have no intention of returning to those sins again. Not that we make tawbah here with our lips and after that we back again in the same direction. If we have made tawbah, then we turn around.
Ab to rahe bas taada mein aakhir wirde zubaa mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو۔ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو۔ اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل۔ غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر۔ تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر۔ اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما 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 دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے
مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على اشرف المرسلین صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ, موسٹ لونگ اللہ, موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ. فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. مائی بلوڈ اللہ, وی آر ٹرننگ ٹوورڈز یو. The more we turn towards you, the more we beg of you, the more pleased and happy you become. Ya Allah, we are not begging of human beings. Human beings become angry and annoyed and displeased if we have to beg of them. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. Our life in your control, our sight in your control, our speech in your control. Ha, by Allah. Our heart, our liver, our lungs, everything in your control. The ground on which we walk in your control. The homes in which we live in your control. Everything is in your control. My beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. We acknowledge all our sins. We confess before you, my beloved Allah. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are not advertising our sins. Ya Allah, we are not going to the newspapers to tell them to photograph us in the casinos and in the discos and in the rave clubs and then advertise our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. ہم گنہگار ہے, سیاہکار ہے, بدکار ہے, مجرم اور خطاکار ہے. یا اللہ, ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے. ہم گندے جائے کہاں. وٹ ایور وی مے بی مائی اللہ, وی آر یور سلیوز, وی آر یور سروینٹس. یا اللہ, وے کین وی گو, ویدر وی گو ایسٹ اور ویسٹ, نارتھ اور ساؤتھ, ڈیپ ڈاؤن دی اوشن اور اپ ابو دی ہیونز, اٹس آل یور کنگڈم. مائی بلوڈ اللہ, دیر از نو ون فار اس بیسائڈز یو. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Therefore, we are turning towards you. My Allah, don't reject us. Don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins. Ya Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. If a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. My beloved Allah, but if you have to reject us, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, then where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go, my beloved Allah? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there that we can beg? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, when we were drawing the curtains and committing sins, we thought no one was watching us. Ya Allah, you who have blessed billions of people with sight, and you will continue blessing billions of people with sight. We considered everyone of sight, and the only one we considered to be blind was you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, yet if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. How can you not be aware of our movements? Ya Allah, it was just your compassion, your kindness, your tolerance that you did not seize us the moment we were committing sins. You could have made us blind, deaf, dumb. You could have paralyzed us.
Ya Allah, you could have brought humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us. How tolerant you are, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness from all sins. We don't wish to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, give us istiqamat on our deen. Give us the heart of lions against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame and humiliation and disgrace. Ya Allah, you want to give us the best of dunya and akhirah. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, my beloved Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Fill our hearts with your love, with your muhabbat, with your yaqeen. Ya Allah, with tawakkul and trust in you. Ya Allah, bless us with the love and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. My beloved Allah, the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. My Allah, the Awliya-i-Kiram, the Mashayikh. Ya Allah, the pious and the righteous one, they do everything that is pleasing to you. And then they shed tears before you that we haven't been able to do justice. Ya Allah, and we commit all kinds of sins day and night and we still smile and we brag about our sins. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, you have given man the science of and the technology of computer chips. They record millions of pieces of information. But just one press of the delete button and no information is left on that chip. My beloved Allah, press the delete button over our sins. Hamare gunahon ke upar delete button daba de. Ya Allah, how are we going to face you on the day of Qiyamah? How are we going to ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for his shafaat? And ask him for Jame Kausar. Ya Allah, when we are doing everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Ya Allah, you have the power to change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal. Ya Allah, our hearts have gone beyond the stage where bypass will help. Ya Allah, our hearts need a transplant. Transplant healthy spiritual hearts into us. Ya Allah, man has learned the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our lives. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us. Safeguard our parents, our families, our children, and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from all kinds of harm, diseases, problems, sicknesses, ailments, hardships, difficulties, tests and trials. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dearly loved his ummah. Day and night his only concern was his ummah. Ya Allah, that ummah is suffering throughout the globe. My beloved Allah, the world has ganged up against the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Every kind of insult, every kind of problem, difficulty, hardship is unleashed upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, torture and tyranny and all kinds of tests. My beloved Allah, give hidayat and guidance to entire mankind. Even the enemies of Islam, Ya Allah, bless them with hidayat. Bless them with Islam and Iman. Most of the times, my beloved Allah, it's our actions, our deeds, our injustices that we do, which is the cause of them not coming into Islam. Ya Allah, bless them with also Islam and Iman. But if some have become obstinate, they have become arrogant. They have made up their minds. They will never ever accept Islam. And they will continue with the tyranny, torture, and their bombs raining upon the ummah. Then, my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Remove them from the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash. Send the flood waters against them. Cause the ships to sink, create division and disunity amongst the rank. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Uhud ka khuda. My Allah, you are the same Allah that was in the by time of Uhud and Khandaq and Badr and Fateh Makkah. My Allah, you haven't gone weak. We have gone weak. Hum kamzor ho gaye. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Bless us with good health. Whoever is sick and ailing, bless them with shifa. Whether they are amongst us, in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, wherever they may be. Whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. Shifa-e-tam ata farma. Sehat-e-tamma kamila ajila daima mustamirra nasib farma. Remove the sicknesses, ailments and pains. We know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases and pains can be a rahmat and a mercy. But Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Even if it is a mercy, Ya Allah, change it with the mercy of good health. My beloved Allah, change it with the mercy of good health. Cure us of all our spiritual ailments. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with evil passions and desires, with jealousy, with envy. Ah, my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Fill our hearts with the nur of taqwa, nur of iman, nur of yaqeen. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make the children nek, salih, obedient to you, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give the parents the tawfiq to give the children proper upbringing and to remove from the homes and lives all those things that are causing a destruction of the morals of the children. Ya Allah, hum sabko nek bana de aur ek bana de. Nek bana de aur ek bana de. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Unke ijtemaat, gasht talim ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, masajid, madaris, khanqao ki mehnat ko qubool farma. Accept all the institutions of deen. Ya Allah, bless with barakat all the institutions of deen. Make hifazat of all the institutions of deen. Ya Allah, mujahideen Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us and protect the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from all fitnas, my beloved Allah. Fitnas are raining upon us. Hum kidhar jaye mere maula, whether we look left or right, in front of us or behind us. Ya Allah, above us or beneath us, nothing but fitnas, fitnas, fitnas. Ha, mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Protect us from all the fitnas. Ya Allah, protect us from all the fitnas. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. How long are we going to walk the path of sins, my Allah? Nafs o shaita, dono ne milkar, hai kiya hai mujhko thaba. Nafs o shaita, dono ne milkar, hai kiya hai mujhko thaba. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din mein dua maangta hu. Ya Allah, tabab darul uloom huffaz jo hifz kar rahe hain, ya sab ki hifazat farma. My beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs into our mouths. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. How can we be watching porn sites on the internet or filthy films on the television screen? We don't know when the heart will stop beating, my beloved Allah. Give us the realization that death comes suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. How many young, fit, healthy people have suddenly departed from this world, never to return again? My beloved Allah, all those who passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Forgive their sins, overlook their shortcomings and weaknesses, fill the graves with noor. And when the time of our departure comes, my beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba at the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Hamari ruh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Let our janaza be in Masjid Nabawi alayhi salam. Ya Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat blow, we may be forgiven. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, and especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he begged for us. Bless us with all that goodness, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us do those deeds which are pleasing to you. Hum se razi ho ja. Ikhlas ke saath deen ki khidmat le. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good desires, wishes, aspirations that are in the hearts of all those who have raised their hands this part of the night before you. What else has gathered us here, my beloved Allah, except that we have great hope in you that you will forgive our sins if we turn towards you. And everything lies in your hands. Therefore we are seeking from you, my Allah. You are well aware of each and every individual's wishes, desires, aspirations. Whichever one is in accordance with Sharia and pleasing to you, Ya Allah, fulfill those wishes and those desires. And you are well aware of every individual, his difficulties, his hardships, his problems. We cannot beg of everything, my Allah. But you are well aware. You look into hearts. You know what the difficulties, problems and hardships each and every individual is facing. Whosoever has raised his hand this part of the night before you. Ya Allah, remove those difficulties, those hardships, those problems, those tests and those trials. Agar ek tu nahi bera to koi shay nahi beri. Jo tu bera to sab bera, falak bera, zami beri. Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, accept our duas. Hum jaise bhi hai qubool farma. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله